This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're all rocking out to that one. It's a dance party over here.
Dupa lipa.
Dupa dupa lipa. Or Dua Lipa if you prefer. Dupa. Disneyland tickets. We have those. Let's do that. We should probably do that so people don't get like all mad about it and stuff. Let's keep things magical around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's this hour's code word. Magical. M-A-G-I-C-A-L. Magical is this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line 20357. That enters you to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Magical. Contest line 20357. You'll also be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation. That includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is magical. We'll have another code word for you in an hour. That's what we do. Every hour, all day through Jane's show. 6:05 is your last chance today. We're doing it all week. Just briefly, Swifties, we've got you. We've talked a lot about this potential new album announcement. The new album is not potential. That's happening. There's Taylor is going to be on New Heights, which is Travis and Jason Kelsey's podcast, is going to be on there tomorrow. They're saying there's going to be some kind of announcement on there. Tomorrow's the 13th, too. That's her lucky number. They're taking bets in Vegas. Will he propose to her on the podcast? Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Is this her first appearance on the Brothers Kelsey podcast?
It sure is.
I believe it is.
Yep. Is that right?
She's been talked about lots of times.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I think this is her first time.
Okay.
I get the podcast like ratings every week, so I'll let you know. I have a feeling this is going to be number one.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I think this will beat out all the
people
the
do
ones.
Like. They love Taylor. It's weird. It's like.
But I was reading some of the comments. Some of the fans of the show were like, don't have her on. She'll ruin the show. It's like, no, I doubt it.
Get a grip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get a grip. Anyway, the Swifties are buzzing all about the place. And about an hour from now, we'll break down this whole Taylor thing. There's all these clues and all these hints and all this fun stuff. And there's a TikToker who's broken down like every Easter egg.
It's really creepy.
Great. I love creepy. You know, embrace the creepy.
It's brilliant journalism.
Okay, Swiftie. So Taylor Swift, that's coming up. And now let's talk about pickles.
Okay.
My favorite. You know, I'm a big pickle fan too.
Pickle muncher.
Yeah, pickles are, do you have a particular pickle that is?
Dill.
Just straight dill.
Straight dill. Mm. Yeah. Any brand. They're all good.
Really? You don't have like any brand?
Vlasic is my go-to. Yeah, my Vlasic go-to.
Is great. Are the Vlasics the one that have to stay in the fridge?
I keep mine in the fridge.
Yeah. Because there are some that until you open them, they can go in.
Oh, yeah. I think all of them until you open them. But
yeah, there's some that are in the cold case.
Oh, well, those are the fresh ones.
Yeah. I do love a pickle. I'm a sweet baby gherkin all day long.
Ugh,
I like those. Yeah. You don't like a sweet pickle?
No, disgusting.
Oh. Don't get me wrong. I do love a dill pickle. And sometimes you'll find them, like, you'll be in some little gift shop or something. You're like, oh, look, a jar of pickles. And there's some peppers in there. Pickled peppers.
Yeah, my mom used to do that. She pickled.
Yeah, my mom pickled it too. She would jar stuff. She would jar up all these tomatoes every year. I don't remember ever using them. Of course, I didn't make dinner, so you know, what do I know? But she, you know, with like the tongs and the boiling water and all the, you know, the, like, you're not supposed to get any kind of.
My mom made what's called chow chow.
Chow chow.
Yeah, so it's a bunch of different vegetables pickled together. And after she died, we still had some of her chow chow. So it was kind of like, you know.
Like what? Like cauliflower in there too?
Yeah, cauliflower.
Yeah, I like pickle medleys like that. That's nice.
We call it chow chow.
Chow chow.
Yeah. It's good.
What's your mom's name?
Lottie.
Lottie's chow chow. Well, Pam Anderson is now selling some pickles.
Oh, I'd like her pickles.
Liam Neeson approves. They're all huge. That's not true. They're just regular pickles. I'm going to admit it right now. I bought a jar of her pickles this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
why?
I did. Because I love pickles. All right, I'll bring them in.
We can do a taste test for the Instagram.
Okay. Well, I'll just bite pickles on Instagram. That sounds great. Do you like pickles?
A pickle is I don't, pardon me, I don't ever eat a pickle.
Mm.
I will allow a pickle to stay on my hamburger if that's what the place serves them with. I don't.
You'll allow it.
I'll allow it. Mm-hmm. I don't need, unless there's too many where I'm like, okay, it's overtaking all the other flavors because there's too much.
When you get a pickle with a sandwich, do you eat it or do you
no,
throw it away?
No, do not eat it, ever.
Oh, God.
Not ever.
Bite of the sandwich, bite of the pickle.
No, never, not one bite.
Okay, could I have two pickles?
Now, what I will eat is those jalapeno carrot. Those are like pickled, right?
Yeah.
Jalapeno like carrot?
Those. Yeah, yeah.
You don't know this?
No.
Like carrots and jalapenos.
And they're pickled.
And they're pickled.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And they're super spicy, and you can eat that and be like, oh my God, I can't have another. Because it's so good, you can't stop yourself until you're absolutely on fire.
So it's basically a jar of pickled carrots that are spiced up with some hot peppers in them? I gotta get me some of those.
You've never had like you've never been to a Mexican restaurant and had pickled jalapeno carrots. It's a
no.
Very normal traditional.
I feel like I see it a lot when I was living in Southern California, and I don't see it as much up here.
Oh, okay. I love that. Mm. I'll eat that, but that's totally different than an actual pickle.
What's the? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, it's jalapenos. Sliced and pickles, and it's spicy as you know what. Like it's hot.
Oh.
It is not a sweet baby gherkin.
Are the pickles themselves? Are the carrots soft? Do they soften up in the pickle?
I would
juice?
Say they're a little crunchy, but yeah, they're softer crunchy. than
I gotta try some of that.
They're really good. Mm.
Somebody send us a brand name 800-400-3697. That's our text number.
You got that page open?
I do.
What are people saying?
Nothing? Lots of pickled veg in Mexican food. People love Vlasics. People love Claussen's.
Oh, maybe Claussen's the cold one. There's a cold case one.
Yeah, yeah. Claussen is. Claussen is a superior pickle. And yes, Sarah, they are found in the cold case the best. That's from the 415.
Have you seen the pickle planks that they do now? Where, because, you know, if you have just a couple round pickles on your burger, you're not getting the equal pickle in every bite.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Oh.
If there's too much pickle, then you've ruined my burger.
They do slabs now, and you can actually lay them into your sandwich and stuff and have, you know, turkey sandwich or ham and cheese with pickle.
Somebody texted in, too, about the pickles at Disneyland from the 415, and they are great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Adventureland, there's a place that sells pickles, and they're really, really good.
Huh. Anyway, pickles. people make pickles. Everybody has their mom's secret recipe, you know, whatever, like chow chow, like your mom used to do. If you're a pickle aficionado and you spend a lot of time, see, this is my problem. As I like pickles, I know that about myself. I will eat them. There's some pickles. I'll see them in the fridge and pull them out and eat some pickles. But I'm not sitting in the pickle aisle. I guess I got to start looking for some of these unique hot carrot pickles.
Look, it's a Mexican thing.
Oh, they're also little discs. I was picturing carrot
sticks.
No,
they do slice long ways on some of the jalapenos, depending on where you go. But it's definitely
taqueria style.
It's definitely a thing that I mean, I don't know. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
Nope. Well, I do have some sexy news for you. I mean, pickles are inherently sexy. Everyone knows.
Okay.
But Pam Anderson now has her own artisanal pickles. They are $38 a jar. And by the time you pay tax and shipping, they are $50 a jar.
We use something called Grillo's. Have you heard of those?
No.
This is the ones that Christina buys, and I think they're supposed to be healthier somehow, maybe less salt, something. But Grillo's is what that's, I'm looking at the
Are they spears? Are they just little?
You can get them different ways.
Somebody, 831 says they're called escabeche.
Escabeche.
Escabeche. I might be saying it wrong, but that's.
I'll go with it.
Yeah.
So for $38 a jar plus shipping and tax, Pamela's Pickles. They're available online at flamingoestate.com. There are only a few hundred jars available. And that's right. Your pickle fan here got one of the jars.
She's really enjoying a hot moment, isn't she?
She is, definitely. Like Pam Anderson. I've always loved Pam. I loved her in the Tommy Lee days. I mean, I thought she was just so incredibly pretty when she was on Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a Tool Time girl. I just thought that chick is just what a fresh, beautiful face. And then she went into the Playboy phase and then she married Tommy Lee. And she was just kind of a hot mess. I just loved her so much. And then she kind of was gone for a little while. She had that show, but not Barbarella, but it was like she was like a detective or something. That was on for a few seasons.
I think it was called VIP.
Oh, it was called VIP.
I never even saw it, but I think it was her and a girl gang.
Yeah.
It was almost like
they were like investigating crimes and stuff.
A rip of Charlie's Angels, but just, you know, Pam.
So she did that. And then she started popping up a few years ago. Well, actually, the Julian Assange thing, I felt like that brought her out. She was like a big supporter and she was always talking to him and she was, you know, sort of crusading for Julianne.
Do you know how long she was on Baywatch?
Probably less time than I think. I think of her as being Baywatch, but I'll bet you that she shot to superstardom before she was on there too long. How many seasons?
12.
Oh, she was on all 12. No wonder.
12 seasons.
You know what's weird is I'd read a story and if I can't quote it, and I maybe even shouldn't say it since I can't say where I saw this, but I will anyway. Someone involved with the Baywatch show was like, Tommy Lee was an absolute freaking nightmare because he was around when she was doing, he didn't want her touching anybody. He didn't want anybody kissing her.
Mm.
He was absolutely a tyrant on the set that they had to deal with in order. And she, of course, was a superstar, so
At that point I wonder how long she'd been on.
I don't know.
Probably like my boyfriend's coming to the show.
She mentions it in her memoir Love Pamela, and also on the Netflix documentary Pamela, A Love Story. She talks about how he was jealous and overzealous and
Well,
he had a lot of problems. They did not end well.
What's weird about his jealousy is that's a guy who'd been touring the world doing all manner of disgusting things.
Famously
to the groupies
awful.
That you're going to get weird over her.
Right.
You.
She's at work.
All the stuff you do, but you're weird over her. Okay. Mm. But it makes no sense. Okay.
Speaking of pickles. There's only a few hundred jars, flamingoestate.com. It pops right up. It was, you know, it was right there. Pam's Pickles. And they are called Pamela's Pickles. I should be getting them by your daughter's birthday, the 18th. That's not true. Pre-order, 8/18, it looks like that's when they're going to ship.
Mm. Well, good luck.
Pre-order. I don't like that. Anyway, at some point I'll get the pickles and I'll have them. So the deal is it's a recipe inspired by one that was passed down to her by her great aunt Vi. It features rose, dill, mustard, and garlic. They're hot and vegan, just like Pam. It did look like there were peppers in the jar that they showed. And 100% of the proceeds will benefit the California Wildlife Center.
All right.
Yay. Pam says, Pamela, we're talking about Pamela Anderson. She is, I don't know, supposedly jarred up. I'm sure she gave the recipe and then they jarred them up. You can't really like have some lady be in charge of things can go wrong when you're pickling or canning in general. She says, my sons and I are so proud to share our mutual love of condiments, especially pickles with you. She said her family.
Mutual love of condiments.
That's what she said, huh?
Yeah.
Are pickles a condiment? I always think of like sauces.
Yes.
Yeah, I think of mayonnaise or
I have a little grocery list where you check off stuff
in addition.
And it's under the condiments.
Oh, is
and
it?
I'm like, why are they under the condiments?
But well, they are. Relish is definitely considered a condiment specifically, and that's just chopped up pickles.
Yeah, but it's chopped up. It's more of a liquid form.
It's, right. It's like a liquid-ish, closer to that. A chunky
like a
liquid.
Smoothie.
A pickle smoothie. Delicious. You like relish on a hot dog?
I have honestly never put relish on a hot dog.
Oh, it's sweet. I don't love it on there.
I used to.
A lot of mustard, but.
When I raced bikes as a little boy and you would go to these BMX tracks, they had, and you'd eat what they sold at the snack bar because you're there all day. And I would definitely take a hot dog and grind that wheel that would spit out onions onto your hot dog.
Yeah.
So I sort of ate mustard onion hot dogs.
Yeah.
Was my thing.
That's very popular, the kind of crushed up, choppy onions.
I think if I came across relish today, I would probably try it just to, so I could say I've tried that.
Yeah.
You like it?
I don't. I don't hate it. If it's on there, it's like I said, if I can squirt some mustard on it, I can deal with it. I would never put relish on by itself. And I actually like sweet pickles. And most relish is sweet, right? It's sort of like a sweet pickle relish.
Yeah.
If they made a dill pickle relish, I might be into that. John loves pickles so much. When he was a kid, and I didn't know anybody ever did this. I don't know if you had country stores near you. We had a little country store about a mile from my house, Odie's. And it was just a mom and pop owned it. And it had a gas station out front. You could get some gas and stuff. But it was just like a little joint. And they even had like a little sandwich place in the back. You could get yourself a deli sandwich. And they had like a big jar of pickles, like a big jar. I don't know, 18 inches tall, 12 inch diameter, just a jar. And I'm not talking about spears. I'm talking about like a full cucumber that had been pickled. And every day that thing would be half empty. And I thought, well, no one's eating those. That's probably the same pickles. And then I go in there and John's like, oh, this is when we first started dating. He's like, oh, look, pickles. I'm like, yeah. Who would cut himself a pickle? Got it out, put it in the little wax paper thing. And
I think I told you they had those in the bars that my mom would take me to, so I would eat pickles in the bar.
I think you did mention that.
And then one Easter, instead of an Easter basket, I got the big, giant thing of pickles.
Because you love the pickles.
Yeah, and I was very happy with that.
How often did your mom take you to the bars?
I mean, I was young. I was young, but
so
I remember the two places specifically. One was called Pat's. And that was one that had like shuffleboard, that game and everything. Yeah. And
but it wasn't once or twice. This was a fairly regular occurrence that you were being brought to the bars.
What's the difference in that and the people who are taking their kids to the beer gardens every weekend in Alameda? I mean,
The same thing.
Yeah.
It is, definitely.
And it's so
the weekend structure, kids, get on that. We'll mom and dad will be over here.
Yeah,
I'm not looking down on it. I just don't. You'd think she'd.
No, it's not. Not good.
Right.
I mean, it definitely doesn't make you not want to drink when you get older.
Well, that's where all the fun stuff happens.
Exactly.
Plus pickles. Anyway, pickles, blah, blah, blah. If you want those Pam Anderson pickles, flamingoestate.com has them. Jennifer Aniston is talking about her love triangle with Brad and Angelina.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean she's talking?
How long ago did Brad and Jen break up? How many years ago? This will be good for a point if anybody gets it. How many years ago did Brad and Jen break up?
Meanwhile, she got married again and divorced again.
Yep.
And is with another guy now. I'm going to say this was 12 years ago.
Okay.
I'm going to say 17 years ago.
I was going to say 18.
It's 20 years ago. They divorced in 2005. I'm sorry to say, guys, but you got to try and tamp down Bob's streak here because she is going to crush you in this game later today. I'll try to give you more opportunities to get some points, but, you know. In a new interview, Jennifer calls that era of her tabloid life the love triangle. She says, it was such juicy reading for people. If they didn't have their soap operas, they had their tabloids. She doesn't elaborate too much on it other than to say, it's a shame that it had to happen, but it happened. And boy, did I take it personally. We're human beings. Even though some people don't want to believe we are, they think, you signed up for it, so you take it. But we really didn't sign up for that. She said she got through it by being resilient. Just pick yourself up by the bootstraps and keep on walking, girl. A couple other notable things in the interview. Oh, and by the way, she said that she and Gwyneth Paltrow definitely do gossip about Brad Pitt. She's like, yeah, we're girls. Of course we do. Because they both dated him.
Wait a minute. Didn't I see a quote from Gwyneth saying something like, she thought Jen Aniston was like he had bad taste.
Oh, did she?
You've never seen that quote? It was recently.
Sounds kind of familiar.
I kind of thought that they hated each other because Gwyneth was saying, oh, I just thought that he had terrible taste to have gone with Jen Aniston. And I thought, well,
Well, turns out they're friends and they talk about him or whatever. Hold on. I just read a story about this morning. Yeah. See if I can find it. Dun, dun, dun. Was it in your prep for me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll get to it. Gwyneth and Jen Aniston still gossip about Brad Pitt. This is in the Vanity Fair profile that I was just mentioning. She said, I went to her and Brad's engagement party.
Huh.
That's what, and then of course, later, she said, do you two ever talk about Brad Pitt? And she said, of course. How can we not? We're girls. Okay. So anyway, there's that. Couple other notes from the interview. She said she's glad Matthew Perry is, quote, out of that pain. He had a long struggle with addiction. She said, we did everything we could when we could, but it almost felt like we'd been mourning Matthew for a long time because his battle with that disease was a really hard one for him to fight. As hard as it was for all of us and for the fans, there's a part of me that thinks this is better. When you lose someone to addiction, you've already grieved. You've already felt like that person.
The people who
gone.
Love that person have suffered, no question. No doubt. And they were probably watching. Well, he's killing himself before their eyes, yep. Slowly. So if you care about him at all, you would be heartbroken regularly, just wishing for
right.
Somehow to stop.
Jennifer's also really into men's hands. She has a pair of men's hands sculpted in bronze on either side of her fireplace. She says, when people are like, are you a butt man? Are you a leg girl? I like hands. Hands are everything. My father had the most beautiful hands.
What?
It just totally got gross.
Here's the quote. Paltrow felt sad upon hearing about Pitt's marriage to Jen Aniston and reportedly had said that he has terrible taste in women.
Well, she was maybe making a joke because she was also
maybe
a girlfriend of his.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah, according to this Vanity Fair thing, they
get along. Okay.
They get along and chat about it. With time, too, you'd think that, like, Gwyneth has gone through her own stuff and Jennifer's gone through her stuff. And I'm sure they, as stars, I'm sure they can both relate. I'm out of time, but I did want to mention that Cristiano Ronaldo And his longtime mother of his kids, Georgina, are engaged. And the rock is bigger than her hand. It is looks like an egg. Would you like to see a picture?
Yeah.
Here you go. Well, I can't turn the thing anymore because I'll knock the camera over and Bob's already shooting me.
Oh, it is big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is huge.
It's a good, it's like, it looks like a tablespoon. The end, the business end of a tablespoon.
Golf ball, everybody.
Humongous. All right, Ben, what do you got coming up?
Selling tickets to your wedding? What?
Okay.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Dooby dooby doo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety, Sarah and Vinny morning show. You can watch clips from our show on our YouTube channel. What fun. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
I've been hearing, you know, the word on the street is our presence on social media now is better than ever.
Ah, it's been noticed.
People are on to us.
Bob.
Yeah. It's been great. Good engagement. New followers, everything. All the stuff.
Yeah, Bob.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation are on a mission to make life better for all of us, backing health, education, arts, and more. Mm. No wonder they're being celebrated as one of the Bay Area's top corporate philanthropists. Want to know how they're making waves in the community? Head to FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com today. Overcast conditions in the morning, sun later, highs in the low 80s, and continuing to creep down weather temperature-wise as the week moves along. Okay, the first story is a new app helps you reduce the cost of your wedding by selling tickets. Now, the average wedding cost is $33,000. Or about $284 per guest.
Actually, it seems kind of low, even.
It is low.
Prices are just crazy now.
It's very difficult to stay within, even if you have money to burn.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay within budget. And if you're someone who's on a tight budget, it's next to impossible. Like, you really have to make hard decisions. So there are a lot of hacks out there that claim they can make things cheaper, but it's mostly $20 here, $20 there. That's, you know, like Christina did the flowers herself.
Yeah.
And she had her friends come over and she went to Costco and bought a ton of flowers. And then they sat down and put all the table things together themselves.
Nice.
And I thought that was nice.
Yeah. Well, you can flowers are a huge chunk of change.
Yeah. No, and I often will say things because I'm a dude that, like, I don't even notice flowers. Who would even notice that? But then if someone's done it, you do notice it.
Yeah. Oh my God, look at this beautiful flower filled room.
If no one did it though, I wouldn't have been like, you know what this room needs? I wouldn't have.
Mm.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
You would have?
It's a wedding. I would notice that there were,
you would
no
be like,
pieces.
No one put flowers on these tables.
Well,
what?
If there was
absolute
some kind of
bores,
crazy, you know, creative other centerpiece, then maybe I would be like, oh, well, that's a cute thing to do. But yeah, basically I'm expecting, I don't think I'm owed flowers, but it is a wedding thing.
Okay. So there it is. Yeah. You're hearing from someone who, like, I'm being honest, I think it looks great. It did look great. I also, if they weren't there, wouldn't have said one word. Wouldn't have even noticed that they're not. You know what this room needs? Flowers. Mm. I wouldn't have said that because I wouldn't have noticed it.
Well, and people can go really crazy with flowers because I've seen like arches of flowers that are over the place that they're getting married and then the huge arrangements at the end of each row.
You want to hear something
flowers
neat?
Flowers everywhere.
This was for our recent anniversary. And I thought it was so cool that she did this, even though, like, I'd ask for one thing, which I got later because, you know what it is.
It's always the same thing. Yeah.
I always want the same thing. Mm. Her. But anyway, so she went and got a picture from our wedding. Like, you know, we had pictures done or whatever.
Yeah.
She got a picture and put that in the background of my friend Brian married us, and he had a whole thing that he read. She got him to give that to her and had it printed on top of the picture from our wedding.
Oh.
So it's super cool. It's the thing that he said, you know, as we were getting married, he had a whole speech
intro
written.
Thing. Yeah. Sure, right.
And that's what she put on the, I thought, this is amazing. I'm welling up. I mean, I don't want it, but I
did
do.
She frame it and it hangs
it's
in your
gonna
house
get
somewhere?
Framed. I yes, see. It hasn't been framed yet. And I, you know, again, I was like,
we were on vacation.
I hope this doesn't mean the other thing's off the table. And she said, yeah, okay, you can have that too. But I did like it.
Yeah.
Very cute. Girls think of some of the most thoughtful things, don't you?
Yeah. And Pinterest is a great help. Like, you just look at wedding, you know, cheap, cute wedding ideas and then just start pinning them up.
There's a new app taken off in Europe that allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding. And before you freak out, this is not for your loved ones. You're selling tickets to strangers. You choose how many tickets you want to make available. And paying ticket holders can come mingle with guests and enjoy the happy event. So you're actually inviting and charging wedding crashers.
it
does anyone might buy seem these tickets?
I would.
You what?
I love going to weddings. I would do that. 100%.
The cost of a ticket, in order to make money off of this, you'd have to be charging at least what their food and drinks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cost.
Right.
So it'd be a pretty pricey ticket.
You just you want your profit. You probably want to mark it up 110%.
At least.
So it's going to be like at least a $200 ticket.
At least.
Or more like 500. Like you go, okay, this meal's going to cost 250 by the time they've, partaken on the bar and the dinner.
I see some problems with this because, first of all, you have a head count for your wedding. And sometimes it's a smallish head count and you're like in a fight over who gets to go and who doesn't get to go. And also you got to set up the catering. I guess maybe if you sold them far enough in advance.
I don't know. It seems like a mess to me.
Who wants to go to anybody's else's wedding? I don't want to even go to the weddings I'm invited to. I will totally go to your wedding. I would love to go. Bob.
Did you just hear yourself say that you never want to go to people's weddings, but you will totally go to hers?
I would go to hers.
That was in the same breath of air.
Well, the only thing I like about weddings, here's what I like about weddings. I like family weddings because they're like reunions. You get to see the last wedding I went to was my niece Shay's wedding and I was psyched. All my cousins were there, but the wedding itself.
I also see that there could be a problem here. You would need approval of each sale because what if her ex-boyfriend wants to come?
I just don't understand who even finds these tickets and is just like so into weddings that they want to go.
Well, I mean, you just heard it. He would go. I know your other friend, he would absolutely be doing that every weekend.
Such a weird thing to want to go.
I mean,
do.
I don't
like
know.
You won't know anyone.
And well, you'll meet people.
That is part of it. I could actually see if for someone single and they say, yeah, there's an event. People will be there and dressed up. I'm going to go,
go ask some ladies to dance.
Yeah.
Go, see what I can make happen.
Women.
I think it would be fun. I just think it would be I don't see how the price would be worth it.
It would have to be, it's like you just said, the average cost of per person per wedding is like $285 or whatever. Now I'm like, if I really want to offset the cost of this wedding, I'm going to charge $1,000 per ticket. Like, who's going to buy that ticket?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It's strange. Yeah. It's a strange thing, but it's an app. It's called Invitin. It's a small startup for now in Europe, but they expect it to become a thing. And I can see where, maybe.
I guess maybe if you were at a convention and you had a free day and there was a wedding and you were just like desperate
I've crashed
for
weddings
anything.
And when I've been, we've been at like hotels and there was a wedding going on and gone into the reception. Crashed a prom once too.
Oh. That seems inappropriate.
High school kids?
Yeah, well, we were just wanting to dance, with ourselves. And then one of the guys asked to teach her out or asked her to dance or something and then ruined the whole thing for us and we got kicked out.
But, oh, boy.
How old were you?
Yeah, how much older were you? This is getting creepy.
I was in my 30s.
No!
Oh, my God. Don't never tell that story again.
I don't know that I've ever been bored enough.
I know.
I don't think there's a...
I would just, because think about everything that goes into going to a wedding. Like if you've bought a ticket to this wedding, now you have to get a gown or, pull that dress out or get yourself a suit at the very least like that. It just seems like an awful lot of trouble to go through to get bad wedding food. And I don't know. Good luck inviting.
Yeah. I mean,
too, by the way,
if there are people out there that want to do this,
yes.
Why should they be kept from enjoying your wedding and you from profiting on their time with you? I don't know.
If this app wants to advertise with us, maybe I'll do it for my wedding.
Oh,
that's
look
hard.
At you taking the hit for the team. Sales, did you hear that?
Inviting.
Team player over here. Okay, so the Sonoma County Fair every year hosts the Ugliest Dog in the World contest.
Oh, yes.
And we have a new winner.
It's not that one dog with the...
with the tongue out,
googly
the janky,
eyes,
no
fur. And
a hairless French Bulldog mix was crowned the winner of 2025's World's Ugliest Dog Contest. She's a two-year-old pup named Petunia.
Her owner is Shannon Nyman, and she walked away with the top prize last week.
That is not even close to the ugliest dog.
It's so cute.
It's a fine little dog. It's an adorable dog.
It doesn't have hair, though, I think, is their
Yeah.
The ones that have scraggly hairs are way uglier.
He's actually quite a handsome fellow.
He looks like Petunia. One of those little tiny pigs, potbelly pigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a dog head.
With a dog head.
Petunia won the $5,000 prize, beating out 10 other unconventional canines, including the 8-year-old Chinese crested named Little Prince Wonder, which is and a 13-year-old Chihuahua named Nozumi. I think that's the one we're thinking of with the janky face.
They're actually, I think that dog's very cute.
I actually know the ugliest dog in the world, Susan's family dog, Snoopy.
What's wrong with Snoopy?
He's one of those crusty white dogs. He's like 90 years old in dog years.
Oh, and crusty. Little, like a little chicken underbite. Dog kind of thing?
He's got warts in his eyes.
Disgusting.
And he sucks, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He'll bite you.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Put him in
a
cage and take him to the ugliest dog contest.
The Perseid meteor shower will be visible tonight. Tonight's the night. The meteor shower will peak tonight into early Wednesday morning. So if you're into this, you want to watch tonight. Watch the night sky, get somewhere dark, be out late.
Well, Bob's the only one who stays up late enough for this.
I wonder if it'll be cloudy.
Yeah, sometimes that's our problem, right? The fog rolls in. It is August after all.
The best viewing will be between midnight and 1 a.m.
Oh. Well, in the morning, tomorrow at 3, I wonder if I can just walk out there and take a look
Maybe.
Up and see.
I certainly do that. I was out in my backyard just this morning saying to the dog, go pee-pee. Go pee-pee. And then looking up, there's a nice moon, nice
there
stars.
There is a moon. That actually will cut down on viewing a little bit because
it's bright right
now.
Yeah.
That's fun, though. Perseid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The vibe at a concert depends on who you're seeing. You'll encounter very different crowds, say, at James Taylor versus, what are those guys? The Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yes. That's different people go to those.
Yeah. Someone on Reddit asked people to work out who work at concert venues and festivals to name the weirdest things fans have left behind. At number one was a prosthetic leg filled with mini liquor bottles.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
Brilliant.
A literal hollow leg.
There was a phone number on it along with "Call me if found." A glass wine bottle filled with what appears... I'm not reading that one.
Oh.
It appears someone used it to go to the bathroom.
Kind of bathroom.
An uneaten burrito tucked inside a shoe. You know what I always thought was fun with, like, you know, this is a guy thing, I think.
What could that possibly have made you think of? Go ahead.
Because guys will buy food and then put it in their pocket and just have it there until later. And I've always found that funny when someone pulls like a burrito or I had a friend who would. He would get, my friend John Curta would get in my car.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be going to a party, and then he would pull out a can of soup and then a bottle opener or a can opener. He'd open it and then start eating cold soup out of the can on the drive to the party. And I used to just always go, ooh, how are you supposed to like water down clam chowder?
Yeah.
But he loved it.
If it was condensed soup, then definitely that's more of a.
I had, you know, you didn't want to wait for me. We'll eat on the drive. Anyway, guys are gross.
Cold
is my point. Yeah,
clam chowder in your car.
Dentures.
Oh.
A 4-foot paper mache sculpture in the shape of a man area.
Oh.
4 foot.
Is that like at a Tenacious D show or something?
I don't know
or?
What. A small bottle of breath freshener that turned out to be LSD.
Oh. That's a lot of LSD.
Yeah.
People do that now, though. There's like a whole dropper thing going on where, you know, used to just be like blotter acid. And now I'm like, oh my God, that was a big squirt you took there. See you
How
later.
Do you know about it?
How do I know about
you
it?
You never did LSD.
I didn't, but I know lots of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friends of yours that are into it.
You know them.
Oh, okay. I never did more than the one piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that was 12 hours too long.
Yeah.
Like an hour of this is right. Good.
I wonder if it's just like
now.
Really diluted because they were full droppering. And
know.
The night, in my opinion, was just about over. I was like, that seems like a ill-timed adventure beginning. This way to Burning Man.
Yeah, that is a long night.
Oh, I know.
A long thing. That is like taking that late in the evening. That is a long.
Yeah.
That's going to be an ugly morning.
Or paisley colored dreams, oof. I guess. I don't know. The walls are breathing all night long.
Yikes. Okay. Next story.
Okay.
There was a time when it was a red flag if someone had zero social media, especially in the dating world. But also the job market, you go to look someone up and be like, they're invisible. That's not a good thing, right? You want to try and find out info on people and they've got nothing. Now they're saying it may be worse now if you have a huge or active social media presence.
Really?
Well, they
for
say
a job situation.
Yeah, for okay. someone looking into your life, the things you post, especially if you're extremely active,
yeah.
might be a problem for some workplace where they go, we really want that camera in this office all day, every day?
I feel like people, we were just talking about this the other day. I can't remember why it came up, but I feel like there are people who are curating public social media knowing, and their name's in the title and they're, you know, they've got like their secret real one where they're going crazy,
oh, okay.
and getting cracked. And then there's another one where it's like, it's their full name and they're going in for an interview and they, you know, there they are collecting their diploma. I don't know what they're put up there.
Well, most employers admit and say right up front, they use social media to research applicants. So if you're someone out there who's posting all your partying and all the stuff you're up to all day long.
Do it on your secret account.
Then that's what they're seeing, that you are busy. Whether it's a wannabe influencer or just someone that overshares, this could hurt your work prospects. So that's what they're saying in the story. I don't know. Feels like everybody, including the boss, is busy with their social media.
It does.
Our boss
does
posts more than you do.
Oh my God. Everybody posts more.
And
than
I don't mean
I do.
That he's overposting. I'm just saying you don't post at all. And he's someone that I follow and he posts
regularly.
Fairly regularly, yeah. And I stuff. Like to see it. Mm-hmm. He's got a couple kids and it's up to stuff.
And a Halloween tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is coming.
I can't believe it's not up already.
Well,
it's Octagus.
October.
Oh, sorry, there it is.
Octopus. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Yeah, really? We're going to talk about Tay Tay.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.